Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Kayak Fishing Radio Double L Edition. Chris and I are broadcasting live tonight from Appomattox River Company in Hampton, Virginia. So we got a little bit of background. We got people still hanging out in the shop tonight. We just got done doing a seminar here, so it'll be a little bit of noise, but we're going to keep on rolling. We got our guest tonight is Vic Sorensen, who works and has been with Appomattox for a while now, so we're going to get to him in a little bit. Before that, I'm going to cover what's been going on local and lately in our lives, and then we'll get to our guest. How's it going back there, Chris?
It's very quiet where I'm at. It seems to be a little bit more noisy on your end.
Yeah, I got a group up here chatting over a wilderness kayak, so we're good. What's that?
Did you say wilderness? I could have sworn you said native, that they're only talking over a native boat.
Nah, we're going to be equal opportunity employers. Very cool. So we got the chat room, some people coming in still to the chat room. Seth Sayer, Condor Outdoors, LGB, G-Mac, what else we got going on? Greg Chris, guests, we had a couple guests, Red Raider Angler, and Arlie. Hey, thank you everybody for tuning in tonight. Like I said, we're here live at Appomattox River Company, their new location in Hampton, Virginia. Nice store, got it spread out well, of course, full of all your kayaks and kayak accessories. They got it loaded up in here pretty well. What did you say, Chris?
I didn't say anything.
I said, what did you say? I said, they got this store loaded pretty well in here.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. I love the collection of native boats that are available here.
You're just going to let it go, are you?
No, No,
they got it all here. If you want it, if you can power it, you can get it at Appomattox, that's for sure. Stand up, canoe, kayak, they got everything in here. We'll get to that a little bit later. So, as usual, we're going to go ahead and hit our boondoggle information for everybody who hasn't been tuning in, if you're new to it.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com. Your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
All right, there you go, boondoggle. If you guys aren't familiar with the boondoggle, if you haven't heard of it enough from myself or any of the other hosts, it's a reason to get together and fish. Not that we need a reason, but it's going to be a big event here in Virginia Beach. The Columbus Day weekend, October 5th through the 8th. Basically, there's nothing, no strings attached, no tournament, just a bunch of people getting together to fish from kayaks. So mark your calendar and come on down and join us. As I've been saying in the past, that time of the year is probably one of the best times in the Tidewater area for fishing. Fall migration will be getting ready to heat up. So if it's here, it's feeding, it's eating. We'll have striped bass, flounder, trout. Some of the wreck fish will be here, sheep's head, speed fish. So we look forward to having everybody come join us here and fish our backyard, so to speak. We have plenty of accommodations. I don't know what the cabin count's like now, but I know they were slowly dwindling down at First Landing State Park. But being in a resort city like we are, we definitely have enough hotels to hold everybody. You can get all your information from yakangler.com/boondoggle. Chris is putting it up there in the chat room, TKA, and also kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. Check it out. That'll be the week after the TKAA charity tournament. So maybe you can take enough time off of work and just come fish the tournament, hang out with us for the week, and fish the boondoggle. So we're looking forward to it. Should be a lot
boondoggle,
of fun.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
You're getting the button-pushing thing down, aren't you, Chris?
You said boondoggle. I thought I was supposed to hit that button every time you said boondoggle.
I'm just going to throw a boondoggle in here and there and see how quick you are on the draw.
Hang on a second. There we go.
Boondoggle. 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 What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Good job. Good job. Well, very cool. So, lately, this past weekend, Chris and I went to the Virginia Fly Fishing Festival. Beautiful 2 days. The first two were Friday and Saturday, 75, sunny. Got to do a little fishing, got to do a little sightseeing. Also had a beautiful accommodation at the Iris Inn Bed and Breakfast. And then Sunday rolled along. The temperature, the high was at 9 o'clock in the morning at 48 degrees, and I think it just continued to fall from there. Rain, crappy day, but that was all right because we got out of there early enough to be able to go to Greentop Sporting Goods and Bass Pro, so no loss there. So we had a great time. Got to see a lot of the old friends we had from the event. Got to see some of the legends in the sport. Chris got a hat autographed by a lot of them. Who else did you get autographs from, Chris? You got some pretty cool autographs, didn't you?
Wanda Hare Taylor, Rick Pope, Ed Jarowski, the lady from Mid-Atlantic to Casting for Recovery, Kiki. Of course, I saw
that. What was the highlight? What was your highlight of the weekend?
Lefty. Lefty signed my book, spelled my name right. I saw Lefty Cray. Did anybody get that?
Yeah, most men would be jealous when their wife gets excited about seeing another man getting their picture taken with another man, but I feel pretty safe with Lefty Cray, but I definitely have to say I think my wife has a crush on Lefty Cray.
A little bit.
But she did? Yeah, a little bit. Well, that's good. It's always a pleasure when you get to see people like that, and it's no secret that Lefty's getting up there in his years, so every chance we get to see him again and talk to him and spend some time with him is always quality. But it was a good event. Chris had a private casting lesson, small group with Wanda. What's her nickname? Wanda the Hare? What is it?
No, it is Wanda Hare Taylor. Hare is apparently her maiden name.
Oh, I thought it was like because she cut hair or something.
No.
No. I thought it was a nickname. Well, good thing I didn't send out a silly tour this weekend. I would look like an idiot. Well, very cool. But yeah, we had a great time. Caught some fish. I won't say that they were trout, but we did catch some fish, didn't we?
They were fish. They were wild. They dangled on our hook. They were fish.
Very cool. Yeah. So we had a good time. Anyway, moving along here locally, I don't really know what to think about fishing bite. I know that I have seen, and I actually have one of those anglers with me tonight, some big red bull drum have been caught from the kayak, striped bass, so I know it's on out there. Gentleman in here tonight at the seminar said he was in Rudy Inlet, had some nice flounder and bluefish out of Rudy. So definitely the bite is here and improving, as I've been saying all along. We just keep getting these daggone blows. It seems like it's been windy every day, so hopefully that'll get out of here soon and we can get back to normalcy and start fishing in warmer temperatures. It's supposed to straighten up by the weekend. And this weekend I'm pretty excited. I get to go on a radio show and be a guest and not the host this time. I'll be on Don Lancaster who does a local fishing Tidewater radio show from 7 to 9 a.m. for all of our local people. That's 1650 a.m. Don was actually here tonight and attended the seminar. I've known Don for years. First time I've been a guest on his radio show this weekend coming up, so that should be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, you won't be able to attend that with me, Chris. You're going to go tromp around in a swamp, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little. I'm going to be at the Great Dismal Swamp, which has one of two natural lakes in Virginia, Lake Drummond. I'm going to be there for 5 hours.
Don't bring home any ticks or anything this time.
You didn't check last time.
I'll see if I can change that for you. We'll do a tick check this time when you get home. All right. How's the chat room doing over there? I got a computer now.
It's moving right along.
What the heck is that? Now you're playing with buttons again?
No.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I got you. So did I tell you enough information about the boondoggle? Ah, caught you. Like it, or at least a PJ.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck, a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Boondoggle.
LGB wants to know if you're doing a bong. Oh, that was that noise, yeah. I didn't know what that one was. The bong hit. This chat room will be disposed of immediately following the show. That's pretty funny. Oh, boy. I'm going to get chipped with those buttons. All right, well. Very cool. Well, we're going to go ahead and kick down to our guests tonight. I know everybody here in the room is wanting to get out of here pretty soon. They've been at work all day, so we're going to go ahead and talk to Vic from Appomattox River Company. Like I said, tonight we were here. Vic started a series, I believe, on the 3rd. Yes, that was the 3rd Meet the Pro night, as he's calling it, and he's getting all of his regional guys who are sponsored by any of the fine products they carry here to come by the shop and do seminars on different topics. Different species of fish and things like that, and kind of give the crowd a breakdown on what they do and their affiliation with the products here, and then maybe, you know, whatever, like I said, the different species that they're going to talk about. Tonight was my topic was flounder, which I was jokingly before the show saying all you need. Wow. Apparently all you need is a beer to be poured. There's a couple of beers being poured now. But, yeah, so tonight we were talking about flounder. I told everybody I'd get them out of here quickly and just tell them to get some jig heads and some gulp. But, no, we had a good time, a lot of fun. Hopefully I shared enough with everybody. It's kind of hard with fish like flounder. There's so many different ways. All right. How you doing?
I promise I won't do it to Vic.
Oh, is that the way it's going to be?
Oh, it's somebody.
No, it needs a video.
All we need now is a video cast.
Actually, you know, we've been talking about that with Chip, and that might not be, well, I won't say it's in the near future, but we've actually been working on something about that, at least when we do seminars and different things like this when we're out in the field, so to speak, that, yeah, we've been talking about doing some kind of a video thing that we could record and then upload later on for everyone. So that might happen. I don't know if every time you want to see us on video, but we'll have to definitely edit those things for at the store. Yeah, at the store. Yeah, that's the kind of things I'm talking about. At the store. All right, well, without any further going on and no more sound in the background, because when Vic gets here, she says she won't dub him out, so I'll make sure that Vic knows about the boondoggle before it's all done. Ah, see, you didn't pay attention. All right. Well, like I said, everyone, we got Vic Sorensen with us tonight. And we're going to try to do this off my Bluetooth together. So if it's, you're going to have to tell me, Chris, how it's sounding. But anyway, well, welcome, Vic. Thank you for having us here at Appomattox tonight. And thank you for staying open a little longer and letting us broadcast live from your store.
Well, thanks, Mark. We really appreciate you guys coming here. You know, first of all, having you here to do the talk, really, really good talk tonight on flounder fishing. Anybody that missed it missed a really, really good session. Mark shared a lot of secrets, a lot of good information about flounder fishing. And, great having you here. Really appreciate it.
How are we doing, Chris? Is that picking up?
Sounds good. Loud and clear.
Awesome. It's our first time doing it this way, so I just want to make sure everybody can hear us. So how long have you been here at Appomattox?
I've been here about 6 years, at this store, managing the store for about 6 years. I started managing about 6 months after I got here, I believe.
All right. So did you already have a passion for paddle sports and that type of thing before you came here?
For me, it was, well, I was really into paddling, you know, any type of paddling before I got here. I did whitewater paddling. I did quite a bit of touring kayaking. That was probably my main passion. Whitewater canoeing, touring canoeing. Pretty much anything with a paddle when I started. I was actually ACA open water canoe or kayaking instructor. Focused on instruction when I first got here. That's kind of fallen to the wayside. I spend so much time in store now. I just really enjoyed being, you know, the store part is a lot of fun, helping people find toys and getting the right stuff.
Right.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I could see that, and it's probably really nice that it's something you already enjoyed doing, so you fell right in.
Yeah.
And that was after a tour in the Coast Guard, right? A career?
Yeah, I did 20 years in the Coast Guard. That's where I really got into the... I've been kayaking, you know, since I was a little kid. Did 20 years in the Coast Guard. When I got out, that's when I really started focusing on the kayaking.
You didn't have to paddle any cutters or anything like that in the Coast Guard, right?
Well, luckily not. No,
not nothing that small, huh?
Nice to get away from all the motors now.
You know the Coast Guard joke, don't you? You got to be over 6 foot tall to be in the Coast Guard?
Yeah, but so if the boat sinks,
so the boat sinks, you can walk the shore? Okay, I just wanted to make sure. That's an oldie.
Maybe folks are fond of that joke.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know that. I was in the Marine Corps. We just got shuttled around by the Navy. How long has ARC been around?
It started in 1977 by Bob Taylor, still the owner. Basically started the whole thing. He's a very, very passionate whitewater paddler back then, and decided he wanted to start a canoe and kayak specialty store and focus on canoes and kayaks and stuff like that, not getting into the outfitter-type store, but... sharing his passion with a lot of friends and getting him into the right gear at good pricing.
And that started where?
In Farmville, and still stores set up the same way. That's the warehouse.
If anybody has not been to the Farmville store, you almost need a GPS to walk around. And what was it, an old furniture factory or some kind of?
Furniture or lumber.
Lumber, some kind of, and that place is just chock full of everything. I believe that Appomattox, are you not the largest?
Largest canoe and kayak specialty store in the country.
In the country.
Farmville has over 2,000 boats. This time of year, I think we're up around 2,500 boats in Farmville. This store, typically 60 to 75 boats, but we can tap into that inventory and get anything they have up there.
Yeah, definitely. If you can paddle it, like I said at the beginning of the show, one way or the other, you can definitely get it from Appomattox. That Farmville place, the first time I went there, I got lost walking around in a maze in the back of every color, every model of everything, and every color I believe they have.
That's what they have. I mean, we're doing whitewater paddling, stand-up, recreational, touring, fishing. You know, fishing's become a huge part of the market. You know, in the store here, a lot of us are passionate fishermen. That's a big part of it. So, you know, hitting every part of the paddle sports market.
In 6 years, how much would you say you've seen that growth?
The fishing side of it's grown a lot.
Yeah.
When I first started here, it was probably more recreational and touring. I think now it's shifted into where, you know, over top of the store in front now, it says kayak fishing. It doesn't say kayak touring.
Right.
Kayak fishing. So it's the fishing part of the market's grown dramatically. You know, a lot of that, the manufacturers are listening to the fishermen. They're putting boats out there that people are looking for.
Right.
It's really grown a lot of passion out there.
And do you think it's anywhere near its plateau or to a comfortable level yet, or is it still growing?
It's definitely growing. We have people coming in every day that, you know, coming in because a neighbor or a friend or a coworker or somebody is into kayak fishing and told them to come talk to us and, you know, looking for starting at 101, you know, tell me about this kayak fishing thing. So
yeah.
It's got a long ways to go.
We've had this discussion other places and other times, and, yeah, I don't think we're anywhere. I talked to Luther just about this last week, and I don't I don't believe we're anywhere near seeing the magnitude this sport is going to grow. And as much as it stinks, we still got to use gas to get our kayaks to the water. It's definitely helping the sport grow, too, by this high gas price, because you don't have to worry about it like you did if you owned a boat or things like that. So I believe that's going to help spike your sales, too, here at Appomattox. So you might not like having to drive to work and spend the gas, but it's probably increasing some of the sales here.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting is you look around the store, most of the people that are avid fishermen in the store, most of it's, I mean, I had a 17-foot center console. That's what I did most of my fishing out of.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting rid of that. I'm amazed how many people that come in the store have done the same thing. They've gotten rid of the motorboats going into the fishing side of it and, you know, kayak fishing.
Still want to fish, still want to be on the water, but want to do it more economically.
Yes.
And that's definitely an advantage of kayaks, that's for sure, once you make those investments.
Yeah. I think most of your listeners are probably already into that phase. They already understand the benefits of it. Great, reaching out to those folks.
Very cool. You guys ship too, don't you?
Yeah, we've shipped every state in the country. In fact, I think they've shipped to something like 7 different countries outside of the United States. So, right now, the internet store, if you go to www.paddleva.com, you can look at our inventory. Anything you see there can be shipped. So, that shows pretty much the whole inventory.
There you go. So you guys in the chat room and downloading the podcast, if you go to www.paddleva.com, you can get all the information about Appomattox. And like Vic said, if you want it, buy it, they'll ship it to you. So they'll definitely take care of you. And being the largest paddle sport dealer in the country, they'll have it, that's for sure. Very cool. How many employees and what's your staff here at this store?
So at this store, I've got 2 full-time employees, and we have 4 part-time people, just Andre and myself for the full-time. Like I said, I've been here about 6 years. Andre's been here coming up on a year now. A couple of part-time people. You know, Bobby's been here over 10 years. So, you know,
oh, wow.
They don't love it. They've been here a long time. They're doing it because they really love it. I think Gary's been here about 3 years. Jack's been here about 11 years. You know, people have been here. They're here because they love it.
Very cool. And here, and we say here, but I know people are listening out in radio land and all that, but you guys just recently moved from your other location up the street more further north from where you are. What was the reason for the move?
Well, we were up in Yorktown. Basically, we were tucked in the back corner behind a, in a shopping, mini shopping complex. Had 5 empty storefronts around us. Everybody else had gone out of business, so we had a bunch of empty storefronts. It was really good for parking, but not good for business.
Yeah.
So basically, we moved down to Mercury Boulevard here in Hampton. We're right on a major road now, 100,000 cars a day driving by our front door.
Right.
Really nice. We're in a standalone building. Big benefit to that, we used to have over 200 boats in the store, similar square footage to what we have now. Now we've cut it back to about 60 boats of what works in this area, trying to focus on what boats are working for the fishermen in this area, the touring kayakers and different aspects. So it's actually a whole different look, give us a chance to rethink our approach to the kayaking in this area. But, yeah, it was more just time to get out of an area that just wasn't doing anything for us and moved into a much nicer location.
And besides for being one of the toy stores right down the street, you have one of the nation's largest toy stores, and Bass Pro is almost walking distance.
which is a great relationship for us because, you know, we're not interested in selling the fishing rods and the reels and the lures and stuff, so... You know, people come in here, we can talk to them about the kayaks and the paddles and get them into the right gear. Actually, we've got, you know, quite a few people over Bass Pro. You know, we've gotten to know people over there. We have a really good relationship with them. So, you know, people are going back and forth. You know, we're close to people that we can work with.
Right.
Really, really nice.
Come here, get your kayak and all your accessories and go down the street and get that new rod and reel to christen the new boat with.
Exactly.
Plus, you have some local mom and pop tackle stores right close to you here, too. You got Bishop's.
And we got Wilcox.
Yeah, Wilcox.
Directions
around
by fishing stores.
Very cool. Very cool. What a family cover. So what's the coming up in events and things like that? I know you got more of these events coming up. What's the schedule looking like for Meet the Pro Staff nights?
Well, first the whole Meet the Pro Staff idea. It was something we came up with because. You know, it's something we all love. We really like getting together. It's almost like a club meeting. We get together with a bunch of friends, talk about fishing, sit around, relax, joke around, but, you know, tell a lot of, you know, in your case, told a lot of lies. It was great.
Tell a lot of people how I caught fish. That's right. Yeah, that was my goal, to sucker them into believing that I knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, and it worked good.
I did a good job? Okay, cool. I was nervous.
The idea is getting people to understand, you know, who are the pro staff guys, who are the people in the area that represent the different product lines. Put a name with a face, you know, in their boat ramp, and they see you, they remember, hey, that's Mark Lozier, that's the native guy.
So now when I get hit in the back of the head for something, I know it came from here.
Exactly. It's my fault. You can blame me.
Okay.
But, you know, at the same time, I hope those people that hit you in the head, they're telling you what they like and don't like, and they can tell you what, you know. So my idea was I wanted everybody to get to know the people of the different from the different industries. So who's the native guy? Who's the wilderness systems guy? The ocean kayak, hurricane? Who are the reps for those different companies? You know, we're lucky in this area because we've had so many pro staff guys. You know, every month I can have a pro staff guy here. And then what they can do is we'll start out by talking about a little bit about how they got into pro staff, what they like about it. You know, I like hearing that, you know, these people are, they're on pro staff because they really love it. It's a product they're passionate about, they believe in, and they think everybody should be using that because it's the right product. So they're people that really love the product they represent. So it gives them a chance to get in front of a crowd and talk about it. But then at the same time, we finish up by talking about something they really enjoy fishing for, in your case, the flounder. You were tough because, you know, I could have had you talk about trout, redfish, you know, just about anything. So I had to narrow it down to, you know, pick a topic. And we're lucky, like, Rob Choi is still hanging around here. He did a great talk on shad fishing recently. You know, he was the first one that kind of kicked off the series with Rob. Chad Hoover did a talk, really, really good talk.
It's hard to get Chad to talk, isn't it?
Chad?
Yeah.
I don't know how we did it, but somehow we kept him on topic. It was pretty good.
we had Chad on the show one night, and you can't stop him. Once you put the quarter in, it's game on. So, yeah, well, very cool. I think that concept and that whole thing you did, I like that. People don't realize, and we talked about this tonight during my seminar, the whole pro staff thing, and the people out there, and I mean the people as the consumers and all, they need to know that we're not just guys that paddle a boat because we do or use a product because we like it, but we're also here for them and to let you guys know that, you know, we're a sounding board. So if you like something but you'd like to see it different, or if there's something that needs to be modified or tweaked on the product, to let us know, because we get back to the people that make the product. And they ask us all the time. I'll be honest. I have a great relationship with Native and Legacy Paddle Sports, and they ask me, all, you know, what do you think? Or when something new comes out, you know, we're going to do this to it. What do you think? How does that work? And they look for that input. So to not only be my input, but to be the general consumer that's out there, that really helps and it really gives good feedback. So to let people know, and I think anybody in a pro staff position, you should be able to approach them and do just that. You should be able to talk to them and either say the goods or the bads, you know, and that's the problem is a lot of people always, you know, they're going to tell you what's wrong with something, but it's also good to hear what's right and, you know, what you can do to make it better because it's always growing. The sport itself is still growing and the kayaks themselves are still growing. I mean, I know you know that from starting here and what you've seen come and go. I mean, you know, we were joking earlier about our Friday night host, one of the hosts on Friday night, Dennis Spike, and he started out in, you know, what is that, Ocean Kayak Scupper Pro, or, you know, and there was nobody was doing that, or a drifter, you know, and so they were just sit-on-top touring kind of kayaks, and nobody ever thought about fishing out of, let alone doing the crazy stuff that they're doing out of them, and look how much the sport's evolved since then. I mean, so, yeah, I think that I like that concept, and I think it's really cool, and I hope it keeps working here because it's got a lot of good potential like that because people need to know who's in their area and what they can do to help. And
that's what's helping the sport grow so much is, you know, the feedback these guys are getting is helping people understand when they design a new boat, what do we want to change, what works, what doesn't work, what's in the way. And feedback from the new guy that just started fishing, you know, he's looking at things in a different way than somebody's been doing for 10 years. You know, somebody, if they're kind of set in their ways, you think of some manufacturers, they've been doing the same model for a while. You know, it's time to change, think outside the box. And sometimes those new people are getting feedback to a pro staff and say, hey, never thought of that. That's a great idea. You know, we've been rigging it up in the milk crate in the back forever. You know,
yeah.
We've got to change something here. You know, I don't know how long Rob's going to be around, but I think he's got some big news. Rob may be going, he's talking with Ocean Kayak these days.
Well, come on in. See if you can get a little closer. We can have a gear, but we're all working off this Bluetooth. Go ahead, Rob. Say hello so we can at least see a little sound check here.
Hello.
Can you hear him, Chris?
I'm here. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear Rob?
We can hear him fine. That's Mr. Choi joining us.
Woo! All right.
So, yeah, I have been talking to Ocean Kayak. Vic was nice enough to put in the recommendation, but I think, not to toot my own horn, but I kind of do feel like I've, worked my way up there, and Vic understands my passion and understands that, this is my kayak. I absolutely love it, and the Ocean Kayak is happy to have me at the moment. I haven't signed papers, but I do have a lot of communication with them at the moment, so it's looking good.
Very cool. Well, congratulations, Mr. Choi.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we're one of the first to be able to announce that tonight, so that's pretty cool.
It's been in the works. They were looking for somebody in the area, and Rob's name came up immediately for me, thinking of somebody who believes in the product, and, he's due. The guy, he's out there doing all the right things. He's already on the Werner Pro staff, and, I'm really, really excited.
I'm a little crushed because I remember Rob used to have a redfish, but that's all right. I see how it goes. Yeah, you're definitely right.
What I do right now, my chart entry is what I want.
Awesome. Well, very good. Congratulations. Well, you have to have Rob back for another night now as the Ocean Kayak Pro Staffer.
We got a long schedule together.
And until you just said that, I kind of never really thought about our area, and we probably have, not to take away from any other part of the country or the world, period, but this area here we got some heavy hitters in the sport, and not trying to toot anybody's horn, including my own, but I never really, when you started saying it like that.
Native. Did I say native already?
Look at the books on the market, look at YouTube, or look at Amazon, the books that are being written. Rick Burnley's book, Chad Hoover's book,
Corey's book, yeah.
Kevin's videos. We've got a ton of stuff coming out of this area, magazine articles of guys from this area, so... there's some really, really passionate fishermen here.
Well, I think it owes a lot to our area, too. We have such a diverse fishery, and hopefully these people who get to come to the boondoggle to experience that.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
Or just because everybody's laughing.
Oh, now I'm getting the crickets. These two can't hear the show really from up here. I got it in my ear, though, so I'm giving them play-by-play. So now I'm getting the crickets. But, yeah, with the diversity that we have around. Now I'm getting the haunted horror sound. I thought you said you weren't going to do that when Vic was up here. Yeah. Now, you haven't gotten booted out of the chat room yet. Chris is threatening to kick people out of the chat room, so you're good so far. She can't kick you out of your own store. We can get kicked out, but you can't get kicked out. Unless she calls Tom or something, maybe, on you.
Like these cables.
Yeah. Vic knows where the panel is. He'll shut the breakers off and get us out of here.
Hey, that'll be the end of the show. We'll be done.
Yeah, we'll get a phone call from Chip. What happened? Well, very cool. Rob, again, congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Well deserved, and you definitely have put your time in. We know that for sure. Anybody around here, and you two are a Yak Angler Pro Staffer, so it's good to be able to announce that tonight on the show. And Rob has also contributed to the boondoggle to donate one of his fish rubs, as we've talked about in the past, and he's also been willing to put his services up to kind of hang out with any of you guys that are coming up for the boondoggle if you're seaworthy enough to go out to the bridge or something like that and do some fishing. But we'll never know what's going on. And, hey, shoot, by then, yeah, it's going to be wide open. It's going to be wide open. I'm looking forward to that boondoggle. When Chip told me it was that weekend, I was like, you couldn't have picked it better. For this area, that time of the year, not to talk it up too much, but it's definitely... That's why we have our TKA tournament at the end of September, beginning of October every year. We've always done it then because of the fishery here. So, again, everybody listening, podcast or live now, definitely mark your calendar for the boondoggle. I hope you come and join us here. I was just thinking about something, Vic, when you were talking
boondoggle,
about the sport.
Boondoggle,
you're
boondoggle.
Late now.
What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com. Your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
What are you doing, sleeping back there?
No, I'm trying to entertain. There's people back here, too, but nobody cares where I'm at.
Oh, here we go. You got a friend.
It's Andrea's fault. Andrea's making me do this. She said, what's that button do?
No, I didn't.
Nobody can.
Blame Andrea.
Yeah. So, as we're here, let's go over picking out a kayak real quick. I know you were on the radio, so you can't give a lot of demonstration or whatever, but you talked about all these people coming in, their friends and their neighbors, so... Kind of go down there real quick in case we have people even who are already currently kayak anglers, but they're thinking of upgrading or changing the boats. Hold on 1 second. Is that echoing?
No, you're good.
Must be my Bluetooth, my earpiece. Okay.
Actually, a lot of somebody comes in, they're just going to try to figure out the right boat. Looking at our picking out a boat, category.
Now you're getting an echo. Apparently, people can hear it.
Once you get that kind of information, you look at a person's body type. I mean, if they weigh 120 pounds, 200 pounds, 250 pounds, you know, we're right away starting to narrow it down to different boats. We can narrow it down to about three boats pretty quick, and you just start talking how far are they going, what type of fishing, are they doing freshwater, are they doing saltwater, are they doing rivers, are they doing. Are they paddling 3 miles before they fish, or are they leaving the launch and paddling 100 yards and starting to fish? Are they going for rockfish, you know, going for big fish off Kip-to-Peak, or are they going for a croaker, you know, in one of the rivers?
Tommy V.
Yeah, going for the trophy croaker. So once we know those things, we can start talking to them. We can real quickly start thinking about, you know, which is the right boat. We can steer them to that boat. Our goal is always to try to get somebody to a boat right away and show them the right boat instead of just showing them a whole bunch of boats that really don't work for them.
Right.
And you can do that pretty quick. Just, you know, what's fun is trying to show them three different boats in the same category from three different manufacturers. Because all the manufacturers are targeting each category. So suppose I'm talking to somebody who wants to fish out around James River Bridge a lot, weighs about 180 pounds. They're paddling about maybe 2 miles. You know, might be looking at 14-foot boats.
You just described me, 180 pounds fishing James River.
So they could be looking at a Redfish 14, you know, Tarpon 140, an Ocean Pack Trident 13. You know, so we get it down to three boats right away.
Right.
But then all of a sudden they throw in the thing, yeah, but I'd like to do a trip up on a river once in a while. But okay, maybe we want to bounce it down. How often is that trip on the river? You know, if that river trip is every other time I go fishing, we're going to start thinking a little bit about that. But if it's once a year I do a river trip, I'm going to recommend they rent a boat for that trip and then buy a boat that works for this area. You know, get a boat for their primary goal.
So they can do a little homework for themselves before they even come in here and kind of do their own little list and what they want and what they... And that's what I tell people when they ask me, too. It's like Mom used to tell you, make the goods and the bads, you know, the column on the left, column on the right, and put the things in there you want and don't want. And you can kind of do your homework, too, before you get here.
And the other thing that's nice to know is the type of fishing. If they're fly fishermen, if they like to do bait casts or spin rods, because different boats are going to have different options as far as how they can stow their gear.
And setup. And rigging.
And,
right.
And, you know, it's fun once they get it narrowed down to the boat and they figure out, you know, let's say, you know, they decided a Manta Ray 14 or a Manta Ray 12 is going over rigging options with them. They want to fly fish. What do we recommend as far as some ideas? You know, anchor trawlers, how to rig up anchor trawlers, where to put rod holders, what type of rod holders. Some people want depth sounders, some don't. Different ideas. You know, one of the things we use in store a lot is, you know, you get 10 fishermen in a room and ask them what the best way to rig up an anchor trawler or a depth sounder. Talk to people a lot, find out, get a lot of feedback, look at different forums, look at YouTube, get a bunch of ideas. So the more different ideas you can get, the better somebody can cater, you know, decide how they want to rig up their boat.
Gotcha. Trying to read the chat room and talk to you at the same time. Don't forget the stealth, Vic. That's Seth throwing in his little Malibu plug.
Dude in the Coosa. Stealth's a great boat. A big boat for the big guys. You know, it depends on the person. This goes back to where they fishing. You know, Stealth, you get that option of having the live well.
Right.
Typically the bigger paddlers. Very, very stable platform, something you can stand up in. It's a matter of finding the right boat for each person.
I got you. Another good option, too, as always, is I always recommend is demo games. demo days. You guys have a demo day every year that we always attend. Chris and I like to come to. When's your demo day this year?
Second Saturday in June. This year it's June 9th. Same second Saturday in June every year. It's fun. It's one of the big get-togethers. We'll have people that are showing up just to do picnics on the beach. You know,
right.
Just hanging out, trying out. You know, I can tell this is like a family show.
Yeah. Nobody can see any of this. This is a radio show, not a TV show.
Yeah, the demo day is a great opportunity to try out a lot of boats, see what's new. What's fun is you get a lot of pro staffers there too, and they're going to be representing the new lines, talk about what's new and better from their manufacturers. You can chance to try out a lot of boats, and you know, somebody might be paddling down the bay all the time, and they start thinking about paddling rivers more. They can try out some boats that work in the rivers.
Very cool. So mark your calendars if you're in our region for the
June 9th. And we do the demo day out at Wilkes Lake and Farmville.
Wilkes Lake and Farmville.
Basically right beside the warehouse.
Yeah, it's right down the street from that labyrinth of kayaks that I was talking about earlier, and you can pick out your boat and then drive over, and they'll load your car up for you and get you back on your way.
Typically, we'll have everybody we deal with as far as the manufacturers, they'll all have demo boats there. There's times there'll be a couple hundred people out in the water. It's just,
yeah,
it's a zoo.
Butts in boats, that's what I was. Butts in boats days. It's funny, too, you know, we talk about that and how many faces I see over the years of people that keep coming back to the demo days, you know, ready to change. And that's why I asked the question to you, because people already bought a boat, but they want another for the family, or they want to get they bought the river boat, but now they're ready to go out in the bay, or vice versa, or whatever the case may be. So you see them come back over and over again to these demo days to figure out their thing.
Sometimes just seeing what's new, just looking at what's new out there, finding out the new boats, the new styles, the new sizes, and seeing what's out there.
We're doing photo ops at the same time as we're doing the radio show, everyone, so sorry for quieting down.
It's kind of entertaining.
Yeah. I'll have to remember this for our live broadcast in the future. I'll have to get a little private pop-up studio or something. All right, so getting back to your staff night, so the next one coming up will be on...
May 22nd, we've got Chuck Wren coming in. I know he's been putting a lot of effort into putting this presentation together. He's going to be talking about speckled trout. Chuck is with Hobie, Hobie Post staff. But he's been putting a lot of effort into it. I know he's got a PowerPoint presentation and all kinds of stuff. Typically, just like what you did, you know, we'll talk a little bit about how he got his post staff. Rigs, gear, locations, and then, you know, bunch of different recommendations for speckled trout fishermen.
And then we won't go too far out of the way because I know it's a calendar, but we'll put this up and we share it on our Facebook page too at First Landing. But then after that will be Mark Wheeler, who's our Wednesday night host for Kayak Fishing Radio, the landing crew. So Mark will be here talking about...
Yeah, he'll be here June 26th talking about redfish and puppy drones.
All right. Very cool. And that's Mark with Jackson Kayak. Then maybe you mark your calendars for this one, everybody in our local area, because I know he always draws a crowd.
July 24th, we got Kevin Whitley.
Kevin. Kayak Kevin.
Kevin will be a lot of fun. He's going to be talking about fishing the Chesapeake Bay Frisbee. And I've done several things with Kevin already. Every time he's put a video out, we've all gotten together over at a Kelly's Tavern and done a video showing. It's a lot of fun. He'll talk about the video. So this time we've got him coming into the store to talk about fishing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel. That should be a lot of fun. Kevin's, anybody that's seen him talk, he's extremely entertaining. I'm really looking forward to that one. That'd be fishing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, which anybody that knows Kevin knows he knows how to fish.
That's right, yeah. It's funny, you know, I used to get people, not so much now, but years ago, be like, that'd be a first question. You know Kayak Kevin? You know Kayak Kevin? Yeah, I know Kai. Yeah, I know Kai. Well, very cool.
He's accomplished a lot.
The bummer is all these are on Tuesday night, Vic. You know, every Tuesday night, Chris and I have a show to do, so it kind of makes it hard for us to do a show and be here at the same time.
Yeah, you know, and this is tough for me. I should tell a little bit about this. I came up with Tuesday nights at the end of the month because I sat down and I was like, okay, this is something I really want to do. I want to get as many of the fishermen in as I can. So I started looking at calendars. I started saying, okay, I've got Peninsula Saltwater Fishing Association meets the third Tuesday of the month. I've got Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association usually have a meeting in the middle of the month. Pirates of Lynn Haven have a meeting in the middle of the month. And then I started looking at other clubs. There's Virginia Coastal Flying, which may have a meeting the third Thursday of the month.
Everybody's got a meeting.
There's all these meetings. And I had to start looking at them. The only time I could find an opening was the last week of the month. I said, okay, well, don't want to get too close to the weekend because all the fishermen are getting ready to fish. So
right.
I want to try to get it towards the beginning of the week. That's how I came up with the Tuesdays. First week of the month was booked. You know, there's some clubs. It was actually kind of interesting. I started looking at how many different fishing clubs we have in this area also, you know, both fishing and, you know, motorboat type clubs.
Right, right.
And it's a lot. There's a lot of fishing in this area.
Oh, yeah.
So that kind of came up with that. Maybe I should have come up with Tuesdays, but, Tuesday nights I do a paddle with a racing club, the racing kayaks. I'm usually out here to go paddle with that group. So, like I said, there's always something. There's always conflicts. Tuesday, and after I booked it, then I started realizing, oh, man, that's the same night as you got to do your radio show.
That's all good. It's pretty fun. Oh,
we'll get you up here whenever we can.
Yeah, it gave us the opportunity to do two things for one tonight. So it's our first ever live broadcast from anywhere, so it's pretty cool. Well, we're getting close to our top of the hour. Anything else you'd like to cover? Anything else you want to hit on before I wrap this up tonight?
One thing I did want to mention, as we go, we're going to be doing this the last Tuesday of every month, the Meet the Pro staff. Mark did a great job tonight. This is just something I try to do the last Tuesday of every month. Watch our website, and we also do it on our Facebook page. If people watch Appalachian River Company on Facebook, that's where we usually keep the most up-to-date stuff. The one thing, watch for at the end of the year, December 1st, meeting with Yak Attack will be coming in. We're going to do when he comes in, we'll probably do a barbecue, and it's going to be like an end of the year get-together. I figure the season's kind of winding up. Everybody's getting ready to put their gear away for the winter. We've got the striper fishing going on, but other than that, it's kind of wind-down phase. So we'll probably be doing a barbecue out in the back, and hopefully we'll be doing a snowstorm and having fun. Getting
well, that's on a Saturday. We'll be here for that one.
Saturday.
Yeah, you're playing that one, right? Thanks, buddy. All for us, huh? Very cool.
But thank you very much. I really appreciate having you on the radio.
Thank you for having us, and thank you for having me here tonight. Chris, how's it going back there in the back?
Fabulous.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here soon. Let everybody head home, and the rest of our chat room users and live listeners get back to their Tuesday evening. I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. As I always say, you guys are what makes this show. If we didn't have the listeners and the followers we did, obviously we wouldn't be here either. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget tomorrow night, Wednesday, is the landing crew, Mark Wheeler. Thursday, Chip Gibson, which I'm sure I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm sure Chip will round up his tournament he fished last weekend, the DOA tournament, which is a pretty cool event, something I've always thought about trying to go make the DOA puts on. They give you a box of DOA lures. You don't know what's going to be in it, and that's all you're allowed to use for the day to fish. So it kind of levels the playing field there, but I'm sure Chip will fill us all in on what happened on that event. And then Friday night's our West Coast show with Ike and Spike. That comes on at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock over here. And then we bring it back around on Monday to Redfish Chuck. So y'all be sure to tune in. And New Jersey, I saw you ask about an OVX guide on the chat room. I don't know anybody kayak fishing guide in the Outer Banks. There was. Matt was down there, but he's no longer doing it. I'm not sure. So if anybody out there knows of a guide, I know what he's getting at. He's got a buddy who's taking a vacation down the Outer Banks. I believe it's in June or July, and they were looking for it. I saw it on Facebook, too. I don't know anybody. You can tell him to stop on his way down and take a trip with me. That'll be all right. but I don't know. But maybe somebody out there will figure it out, and we'll get back with you. I'd love to help everybody out. So if there's anything going on down that way, anybody knows of a guide in the Outer Banks. I'm not even sure which. Outer Banks is a long stretch, too. So you being Hatteras, you don't want to drive all the way up to Nags Head to take a trip and vice versa. So kind of need to narrow it down to where he's going to be fishing down there, too. I know you can rent some, though. I think you can rent them at the Kitty Hawk Sport. I think they do rentals. So just tell him to bring his gear and go rent one. It's not his boat. He doesn't have to worry about it then. All right, well, thank you very much, everybody. Remember to plan your fish your plan. I'd like to thank my sponsors at this time, Native Watercraft, of course, Guyola Fishing, Aqua Dreams Living Spoons, If you guys don't know and haven't checked them out and you like to feed them, spoon feed your fish, you need to go check out Aqua Dreams. They have, make a large selection of colors and sizes, perfect for everything from trout, redfish, bluefish, you name it. They're a great spoon. And Chris, you got it ready to hit the switch?
I sure am. Remember, everybody, remember your PFDs, whistles, and lights. I wish everybody tight lines wherever you're fishing, and remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers.
Good night, everyone. Thanks again. Mm-hmm.